Ok. We're not too bad on time. Paper four, Wade.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, or good evening, wherever you are. We will now move on to agenda paper four, which deals with the accounting for retained interest in loss of control transactions. These are transactions where an entity loses control of an asset or a group of assets, but retains an interest in a joint operation after the transaction. In March, the committee observed that similar issues arise in considering this loss of control transaction with issues that arise in considering a sale or contribution of assets to an associate or a joint venture, for which the board decided to defer their amendments to IFRS 10 and IAS 28. Consequently, the committee tentatively decided not to add the issue to its agenda, but instead to recommend that the board consider the accounting for both these transactions concurrently. We received four comment letters in response to the tentative agenda decision. Two respondents agree, and two respondents disagree with the conclusions. Those that disagree think that the outcome of the equity method research project is not relevant and the transactions are not similar. Both respondents also say that diversity exists in practice and recommend that the committee address the accounting for the loss of control transaction on a timely basis, independently from the board's decision on the accounting for a sale or contribution of an asset to an associate or a joint venture. For the reasons outlined in paragraph 15 of the agenda paper, we continue to think that similar issues arise when you consider both transactions, and we agree with the committee's tentative conclusion that the accounting for the two transactions should be addressed concurrently. We did receive some informal comments from some committee members who expressed reservations on deferring this issue till progress is made on the equity method research project. We note, however, that the wording in the agenda decision specifically notes that the committee recommends that the board address the accounting for this transaction concurrently with the other transaction, and not necessarily that both of these should be dealt with as part of the equity method project. Also, based on these informal comments that we have received, we would propose to specify in the second to last paragraph of the agenda decision that the post-implementation reviews of IFRS 10 and IFRS 11 would provide the board with an opportunity to consider these transactions as opposed to waiting for the equity method project. And consequently, we would propose to also remove the reference to the equity method research project from that second to last paragraph of the agenda decision. On the basis of our analysis, we think the committee should finalize the agenda decision. The proposed wording is outlined in Appendix A, subject to the one change that I have just mentioned. And I'd now like to hand it over to the committee and see if you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision, and if you have any comments.
One question that occurs from time to time with some of these issues. We say we've decided to recommend to the board. How do we do that? Do we write them a letter? Katrina? I'm being a little facetious, but I want to make sure we understand, our constituents understand what the mechanism is for us to accomplish that. Katrina?
So I think there probably isn't one exact way of doing it, but I suppose I mentioned different ways that it has been done in the past. I think typically for anything that happens in the normal course of recommendations that come from the Interpretation Committee meetings, then we always provide an update from the Interpretation Committee meeting at the public board meeting in the next month. So for example, after the May Interpretations Committee meeting, we included an update for the board in June.
That.
And so as part of that update to the board that we give as staff, we always make sure we highlight any particular recommendations that the Interpretations Committee has made to the board. So that's a public relay. Also, of course, behind the scenes, in a sense, that as staff, for example, if in this case there was a recommendation from the Interpretations Committee to consider this as part of the post-implementation review of 10 and 11, we'd ensure we pass that on to the project team that is looking after that. I think in other instances in the past, for example, perhaps recommendations that the Interpretations Committee has around, for example, variable consideration that will come up, or around issues on IFRS 5, etc. We have tried to ensure that that's fed into the board's consideration. Should I stop?
Somebody has a mic open. Try again.
Sorry, the last point that I was making, that I think that some of the particular instances in the past where the Interpretation Committee has made recommendations to the board, and the examples I was thinking about was around some of the IFRS 5 issues that were raised, around the variable consideration, around some of the liability equity questions, we ensured that input fed into the papers that were prepared for the board when they considered, you know, their agenda consultation and what items to bring onto their agenda.
I think that was what I was aiming at. I don't think when we make a recommendation to the board, just including it in an update is adequate. I think it's important for our purposes with each of these that somehow post hoc we articulate what we did. And I agree, in this case it seems most apropos that we encourage the board or the staff team to include it in the PIR, post issuance review. But we just need to be careful that our constituents understand what we're doing. Okay. Now, having dragged that out,
Wayne?
Comments?
Wayne?
Reinhardt, you're up.
I agree with finalizing the agenda decision. In particular, I agree with the comments that Jawed made regarding the fact that given the postponement of the equity method project, that the post-implementation review of IFRS 10 and 11 provides a good opportunity for the board to look at the accounting for this type of disposition. And so I think making the modifications that the staff described would be helpful.
Okay. Martin, I think you had your hand up.
Yeah, right. Wayne, I absolutely agree with you with regard, what is more or less the work of the board then if we give a recommendation. And one could be from the board, one reaction could be noted. I wouldn't like that reaction because with a noted, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So what I would like to see each time then is an accepted, okay, we will follow that recommendation, or not accepted or not agreed, and then a reason why. And then more or less we formally have finalized our process. That would be a very, very clear way of communication between the board and the committee.
I think we can handle that.
I don't disagree, but sometimes it's not quite so clear cut, I think. So, for example, in this case, my understanding is that because the board's decided to do a post-implementation review of the 11 and 10, 11 and 12 suite of standards, it probably makes sense for us to flag this as something that's looked at in particular as part of the post-implementation review, and depending on what comes out of that, then the board would know how it would respond to the committee. So that's a long way of saying that I think sometimes it won't be so black and white, yes or no, the minute that it comes to the board. But certainly we would say, yes, we think it's important enough that we need to go further and look further as part of, for example, the PIR process.
Yeah, I think the example I would have used was our suggestion that the IFRS 5 issues be included in the agenda consultation. but I recognize it may drag out. Chung Lu?
Thank you. I guess in addition to what Sue explained, I guess Martin's and Wayne's point is a kind of improving a kind of formality of the communications between the interplish committee and the board. So in that case, it's very good. You know, we can have some kind of more communication. But the reactions, the results, our conclusions, you better wait for some time because we cannot make a short, quick decisions. So that's what Sue is saying.
I think what I was aiming at is creating what in America we would call a paper trail, just so that we make sure that as we look back, we can actually say what happened. Bruce, did you want to come in on this?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Wayne. I've got a bit of a problem with this, and I'll tell you where I'm a bit concerned is, I agree with the decision to delay this, so I accept that we can't fix it. I guess the only problem in my mind is, from my memory, we're in a bit of a strange situation in that we've got the board who said, we want to address this, but it has been addressed by an IFRS 10 and 28 amendment, which has been postponed, but is still available for adoption. So we've kind of got a very unique situation where, as a company, I could choose to go and adopt the amendments made to 10 and 28. Where does that leave me in this situation? We talk a lot about them being similar transactions in the agenda decision. Does that mean, by analogy, I have to follow similar guidance that's in that change? Or do I still have free choice and get the option to adopt the IFRS 10 and 20 amendments? So I guess my main concern is there's a bit of an interplay between the fact that you can early adopt that, which is a unique situation from my memory, and yet we're here saying we're not going to address it because the board needs to address it further. So I just don't know if that had been addressed by the staff.
Yeah.
We'll discuss.
Yeah, I think definitely through this agenda decision, we are not trying to imply at all that if you choose to early adopt the amendments to IFRS 10, 28, that you would be obliged to adopt them in this situation as well. So we do not think the wording actually conveys that, but if you think the wording can be improved in some ways, if you have any drafting suggestion that might resolve that, we'd be happy to take those offline as well.
I mean, I guess the only concern I've got is, are we happy that in these different scenarios we could genuinely get very diverse views, where somebody could adopt 10 and 28 with their specific guidance on that and follow something very different in these situations? I mean, maybe we are happy with it because we think it's just something the board needs to address in the longer term.
I think that I'm having the staff nod their head yes.
I think I'm confirming that what Bruce has said is the consequence of agreeing with this agenda decision. In a sense, this agenda decision confirms that we're not addressing and not providing an answer for these, what we're calling these loss of control transactions, and in light of the fact that the amendment to IFRS 10 and 28 could be adopted early, then some people could choose to go a particular route on that.
Okay, that's fine, as long as we've considered it.
Others? Bob, did you want to come in?
Yes, please. I do agree with finalizing the agenda decision, although I'm not viewing it as we're not adding at this time. I agree with the comments people are making around it's a delay or a deferral. I think it's smart to not move forward and do something that might be contrary to what the board does and either the post-implementation review or the other amendment, I'd rather see what comes out of those first. I do believe that some of the transactions that are in this issue are a little bit different than what would be dealt with in the amendment. And so I want to be able to have I think we may have to come back and address these after the board has taken its action.
Yeah, I think that's almost a certainty that we may have to. But I think your point is dealing with it ahead of the PIR is probably creating more potential risk than waiting.
That's right.
Okay. Young Su, you have your hand up.
Okay. I agree with the staff conclusion of postponing this issue but I want to just go back to Wayne's and Martin's point. I think that the petitions committee should be informed of the board decisions on this issue and the other issues that we postponed and waited for the board decision, so that if the board decided to go for it, I mean, we accept the issue and the study, we can wait for the board decision. But if the board decides not to do anything about it, we have to revisit the issue and think about it immediately, so that the, you know, the people cannot wait too long.
Understood. Understood. Other comments? On the phones?
I agree with staff's recommendation.
Okay. That was Carl, I assume.
Yes, Carl.
Yes, Mitchell here. I also agree with staff's recommendation.
Okay. Does anyone...
Bertrand, I also agree.
Okay, thank you, Bertrand. Okay, I do not see any objections, so we will proceed. You'll see this in IFRIC update when it comes to you for review.